My mum's name was Ongo, O-G-O-T-U, Ongotu. She was one of the ones that was identified very early as having an ability to benefit from ongoing educational training. So she was one of three who were sent to Samoa to train as a nurse. And so in 1936, she was sent to Samoa with two other young women, and she was the only one to complete the training. And so she came back with her certificate, and that hung in our home. And so it was the first thing you saw when you walked into the living room. And that's really what motivated me to become a nurse.
Yeah, and it was the presence of that certificate as well in the house.
Well, in the house, yes. And you see, just seeing that made me think, well, if she can do it, I can do it.
So that was a three-year training in Samoa?
Yes, yes, yeah.
Did she ever tell you any stories or about that experience of going to Samoa?
She just said that she had to learn the language, but she said that she was lucky and that she was able to work with non-speaking Samoan people, so people who came in who weren't up Samoan speaking, she was able to look after them. And she said she got on very well with her peers, and she said it was a good experience.